So close your eyes. Become aware of how your body is touching your chair. Become aware of every part that touches the chair. Your bottom, maybe your back. And become aware how your feet are touching the ground. And if you have difficulties feeling that, then you can wiggle your toes a bit and move your feet around. Maybe push them into the ground. And then focus on your breath without really changing it, but just noticing how it goes in and out your body. How the air comes in through your nostrils and then goes down through your throat to your chest and your belly. Now your chest and your belly raise. They rise when you breathe in. And then maybe there's a short break before you breathe out. Then your belly falls. Your chest falls. And goes up to your throat. And out through your nostrils. Just keep on following this breath in and out. You don't have to change it. And if you feel distracted, that's okay. Just notice it and go back to your breath. And the breath really helps you to get connected to your body again. So that you're more aware that besides of your head, you also have a body. It can help you to relax, to get things done, to feed your intuition, to help you to breathe, to eat, to walk. And then focus your attention to your feet. And imagine these big roots growing from your feet into the ground. Through all the layers of this dark earth, minerals, crossing underground rivers. And you build this big network of roots, as deep and as broad as you needed to stand tall, to stand firmly. So for the next 24 hours, you are very rooted. You're very grounded. You're aware of your body and your feet. More aware of the signals in your body. And if there's a big storm today, then you will stand strong and you will always come back to your core, no matter what happens. You can just breathe through and find your core again. And then imagine this shower above your head. And from this shower, this beautiful energy comes down and it flows through you and around you and it cleanses your body of everything that feels heavy, maybe any doubts, heavy things that keep you from doing what you want to do today. You long to do today. So you can let it just flow through you and into the ground. And this light energy takes all the heavy energy with it into the ground. So that you become lighter. And then go back to your breath. And now that you're really grounded well and you've cleansed yourself of any heavy energies, you feel very light and strong. And now ask yourself the question, what is the intention for me today? What's my intention? Maybe it's something you want to achieve today. Maybe it's a state of mind. So it's good to bring that into your attention as well, not only what you want to achieve, but especially how you want to spend your day, from what state of mind. And make it a positive intention. And if you have it, maybe you can share it out loud. Just to see how it feels when you speak up.
Strange. I want to be happy and I want to be up to date with three of my accounts. That is quite easy to do, actually.
Okay, so it, like if you make an intention out of it, it would be, I am happy.
I'm happy. And I'm happy also because I will be up to date with this and also because I enjoy working on this.
Okay, so I'm happy. I'm enjoying working on the updates of my account and I will be successful in this. Is this something that feels good? Maybe it's long, but still?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Gives me good energy.
Good. So maybe you can repeat it for yourself in your own words.
I will be happy while working on the accounts and I will have a successful day.
Great. So make sure that need I will, but I am. I am happy today. And then it's just a perfect one, I think. Wonderful. So don't forget to write it down. And about you, Oriana, do you have an intention?
Yeah, my intention is I'm productive and I am creative today.
Mm, nice.
I love it.
Nice. Yeah. I get goosebumps. It feels really well. Really nice. So write it down for yourself to make sure that you have it somewhere, that you have it with you during the whole day.
In green.
Nice. Green is the color of your heart.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love green.
Yeah, it's the color of the heart chakra, and it's all about the right to love and and the right to be loved. It's about self-love and loving others and letting love in and letting love out.
Okay.
And also having like this, I always call it a board. What's the English name?
A plate?
No, like a board, a port. A gate.
A port. Okay.
A gate that goes up, it goes down, and it goes out to the front and to the back. So then you can receive love, but you can also move it around your body. Like it's okay. Inside and outside is connected. Okay. So close your eyes again with your intention in mind. So, and if now if you have these words in your mind, I'm productive and creative, I'm happy working on these accounts, I'm successful today. So imagine, not imagine, but notice where you feel this in your body. If you say this, maybe there's some sensation coming up. If you say this into your own head, towards yourself, where do you feel this? Maybe there are more places.
I feel it in my heart, but also I feel a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it in my arms.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Are you gonna use your arms when being creative and being productive?
Well, not except typing, but
yeah, maybe that's great.
Yeah.
So put it down, the spot where you feel this intention, put it next to your intention. And I would love to hear from you how you're going to take this into your day. So how can you help yourself with this intention? Because now it's already in your system. It's already there, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can you be more conscious of it today? Because a lot of things are going to happen. People talking to you, meeting people, or maybe things distracting you. So how can you help yourself to be conscious with this today?
What? Actually, I noticed, and I'm doing for the last week, I stopped jumping from one to the other. So if I decide I will do one account or something, one thing, I will actually close my Facebook, everything, LinkedIn, everything, and I would just do that. And I realized it takes less if I do that. Mm-hmm. The quality is better, and I'm not so stressed. So I do one thing and then I take a break and then look on all the accounts, like on social media and emails and things like that. And then I go to the next account. So instead of having the email and responding the moment the email jumps in, I just leave it for an hour and then come back to it.
Yeah. So this is, helps you
mentally as well, because I'm not so stressed anymore. It's like, okay, this is what I need to do, and I forget about anything else. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And also what I did Monday, I actually took a piece of paper and I wrote everything that has to happen this week, or I consider it has to happen. And then I'm starting, I just took one and I did it. Then I start cutting them. And it's not done yet. Yes and no. It's kind of a to-do list, but it's a little bit, I took the big project and also split it. What exactly does this mean? That I need to have a call, or like I need to... Yes. And then I see, hey, from this I managed to do a third, or from this a little bit less. You know, you kind of have a better overview. But the thing is, instead of stressing out, I need to remember all this, they are there, and they kind of are out of my mind. So it's helping. Let's see, it's just the third day, but it's helping until now.
Nice. Yeah, I think for every 10 minutes preparation, you win 1 hour of productiveness. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot, right? If you take only 10 minutes, it's already an hour you win.
Exactly.
What do you mean 10 minutes for what?
If you take 10 minutes to prepare your day, for example, 10 minutes to plan, like, okay, this is my priorities, this is what I want to achieve today.
Oh, like that.
Or, yeah. Or okay, what is coming up today, or what is important today, then if you do that, then you will have a more productive day. So you will win 1 hour in productiveness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
So you have this part in your body when you feel this intention, you have the intention. So what I think would be lovely if you do this is that you check in once in a while today to feel your intention again. So to go back to that spot, just maybe I don't know where you're working today at home.
I'm not going to work from home.
Okay, so just find a spot, maybe going to the toilet, like have like 1 minute and sit there. And, okay, where do I feel my intention? And then feel this intention fully, make it really big, let it maybe become fluid and go through your body and fill it up. So then the vibration of this intention is in your body and it's in your system, and you take it into the next step that you're doing. So if you like take these small breaks during the day, like to do this 1 minute meditation, that really helps you. Yeah. So then you get, oh yeah, this is what I want to do. Okay, this is my state of mind I want to do. Like, this is my intention for today. And then you remind your body of it again, and then it becomes easier for your body to stay in the intention.
Yeah.
Or get back to the intention. And I love this because your body always has a spot where you can feel it. You can feel where you're angry, where you're sad, but you can also feel these kind of intention of words. You sometimes feel a word somewhere, or if you start to explore, it really can help you. It's a great reminder. That's a great, you call it fuel to get what you want to get done. Your body knows everything, so.
For me, when I try to do this, because I don't do that all the time, I try sometimes to do that, to be intentional and to repeat my intentions. It's like I get in tune with what I want to do. You know, that I'm on that line. I'm not there or not there, but that's the line I need to follow for myself.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, you have this vibration, right? Maybe for you it's creative and productive. And then I don't know how it works exactly, but it attracts the same vibrations. It's very funny, but it's like a magnet.
The law of attraction.
Yeah, the law of attraction is like the vibration you have. For example, if you think of the word successful, Yeah. I have immediately have goosebumps. I have this wonderful feeling in my body, like I've won something or something. And then you go out, and during the day we transfer energy with other people, right? The whole day we just beam energy. So the other one doesn't even notice, but he feels your successful feeling. He feels your win, or he feels your creativeness. You know, the other one person feels it. So sometimes consciously and sometimes unconsciously, something happens to the other person. For example, if you're really happy and you meet someone, a lot of times the other person gets happy as well. You know, so, and then you also have different kind of meetings with people.
Mm-hmm.
Different kind of conversations with people. So if you do these 1 minute meditations during the day and you go out of your toilet again and you're out, you have this vibration in you and it's your outlook, right? So people sense it. Different things happen. You have different kind of meetings. And also sometimes there are people who don't like winners, you know, that can happen as well. But most of the time, you get some kind of influence. You influence the other people in some way, and other things happen. So I really love if you would like to do these small pauses during the day. The way it fits you. I mean, once an hour would be great, but I know that sometimes it's not. Like how life works, or it's difficult to adapt. But if you do it at least before you go into a meeting, you do it before you... if you have lunch and then you do it again, you know, like do it as much as possible. Every time you go to the toilet, every time you go and get and fetch a coffee or a drink, you can do it
for one moment.
Like maybe even if it's 10 seconds, that's already a big difference.
Okay. Thank you. I have to hang up because I have to go and catch my train.
Yeah, go.
sorry.
Please let me know at the end of the day how your day was.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, ladies. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Have an amazing day, ladies.
You too. Yes. Bye-bye. Bye.